Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Number one, thanking our truckers. Not enough can be said for these frontline warriors that took it upon themselves to be the first group in Canada to stand in united non-compliance. And before I can go any further, I want you all to thank yourselves for being here. Because without you supporting this movement, supporting the truckers, supporting everyone who's been fighting since day one, we would not be here. We would not have this movement. We would not have this power. So thank you, Canada, from the bottom of my heart. What we're doing here today will go down in history as one of the most significant moments in solidarity in human history. For nearly 2 years, I've been doing every single thing in my power, and so have many others, to try to achieve what people thought could not happen. The people coming together, despite of all the ways they try to divide us, despite of all the lies and propaganda, we stand united, we stand strong, and Canada is now the beacon of light and hope and freedom for the entire world! Would be the ones to stick their feet into the sand and say enough is enough. It's time to take our country back.
Face that way too.
And our voice has reverberated so far around the world. You see convoys in Australia bearing Canadian flags. You see trucks in the Netherlands bearing Canadian flags. You see the people of Brazil screaming, "Go Canada!" We see freedom rising around the world. The UK, Ireland, Denmark, Switzerland have gotten rid of restrictions. Yeah! And they're not going to be the only ones. They're going to be the first of many. The domino has started to fall. The tidal wave is coming in, ladies and gentlemen. And it's coming here to Canada. What do we see already? Besides the fact that our fearless leader is nowhere to be seen hiding in a hole, making threats that he can't cash in on. What do we see? Scott Moe in Saskatchewan backing down against the mandates. Jason Kenney in Alberta backing down against the mandates. And why? They're going to say it's because they got Omicron under control. No, it's because we got them under control.
Yes! Yes!
stake, they would keep their foot on your throat as long as you would allow. If we stood idly by, we would be like Quebec, where you gotta go into a jail cell to go to a Walmart. I think that, yeah, you lap it up, but that's still part of Canada. That's still our brothers and sisters. We need to get them on our page. We need to bring them into this fold. We need to get them their freedom back. We need to get freedom back for everybody, not just here, but around the world. The end of phase two of united non-compliance, taking action, and it's going to end with us taking our freedoms back. But we cannot stop there. We got to keep the pressure on, moving into phase three of united non-compliance. My personal favorite, holding them accountable. Flip-flop and change sides because they've read the writing on the wall and all of a sudden be hailed as heroes, they got another thing coming. If these puppets like Trudeau think that they're just going to fade off into obscurity so they can pull this shenanigans on us whenever they feel like it, they got another thing coming. We are in a position where we can not just get our freedoms back, we can reshape our country in a way that makes it better than it ever was. Better than any country in the history of the planet. Amen. We have the largest land mass, the most resources, the most diverse population. There is no reason why without the right governance, we cannot have a golden era of Canada where people have so much more than they ever thought possible. And it's all how we react now. They are going to try to do everything. You see what they're trying to do in the media, which is a racist movement. It's anti-Semitic. It's anti-black. It's anti-homo. It's homophobic. It's transphobic. Are you serious? Can you even walk around more than five steps without someone smiling at you or shaking your hand or giving you a high five? The police, God bless their souls. God bless you all. I know you're not doing what you want to do, but they admitted that we had over 2.5 million people in Ottawa. And there is so much love and so much togetherness, I don't even think somebody fell and scraped their knee, let alone had cried or anything. And this is what the dirty tricks the city's been pulling with, trying not to let us get rid of garbage, trying not to let us pump out porta potties, trying to prevent emergency vehicles from where they gotta go. Why? So they could try to make this look bad. So they could try to make this look unlawful. There is nothing more lawful than standing up for what's right. That's what they don't want the world to realize. that love is the most powerful force in human nature. Love is what is driving this movement. And when you have united non-compliance from love, when you have everybody ready to just say no out of love, it cannot be stopped. And if you love your country, and if you love your family, and if you love your children, and we want to protect their future, we have to stand together. We have to hold the line, and we have to keep moving forward.
Let's go! Let's go! Yes!
In any fight, the winner will always be the one who's willing to die to win that fight. And I stand here before you, and I pledge my life, my very last breath, to fighting for freedom. And if you are with me, if you feel the same way, then scream out, freedom!
Folks, there you go. Freedom, freedom. We're standing with our Canadian brothers, and I can tell you, it makes me feel good to see them standing up. Now, Joe, you know, we got a dictator here in America, too, and they've got the deep state, they've got the dirty cops, and all. They don't like freedom. They like control, complete control over every aspect of us, even though they know that. They've known from the beginning what we've said for 2 years. We've told you that those masks do more damage than good. We've told you all of these things about the poison, the pokes. They're killing people. They've known that. They're killing young people. They've known that, okay? I've lost friends of mine who trusted the government. You should never. You cannot trust this government, folks. You cannot. You can trust God, and that's it. You cannot trust. It's corrupted. It's gone very corrupt. And so... anyhow,
I was thinking something. Two things struck me. Remember Thomas Paine? He wrote back in the Revolution, The Times That Try Men's Souls. He wrote, "What we obtain too cheap, freedom, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods. And it would be a strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Canada, with its army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has the right to bind us in all cases whatsoever." Well, that's what the governments are trying to do in Canada, the United States. They're trying to bind the citizens in all cases, control us. And I got thinking, it was Karl Marx, remember? The proletariat, the workers of the world, were to rise up against tyrannical governments, right? The working class people. Yet, all of our Dems, liberals, socialists, they're calling these truckers and working class people criminals. And they're saying they're having an insurrection, but it's just totally the opposite. Remember, the communists always... you know, whatever they say, it's the opposite. If they accuse you of stealing, it's because they're stealing. If they accuse you of killing, it's because they're shedding innocent blood. And we're seeing this so clear, and something what people can do, this new Give, Send, Go is a Christian fundraising site, and the truckers are switching up there to givesendgo.com. It's a free Christian fundraising site, and we have to remember that it was GoFundMe had $10 million for these people up in Canada for the convoy, and they decided to be politically correct and not give them the money. In fact, they were going to just give the money to whoever they thought it should be given to until there was a huge backlash, and now they're going to, well, we're going to try and figure out how to give it back to the donors.
Well, the reason is because several attorney generals told them they can't do that. That's illegal.
We can send you to jail. So, folks, don't do GoFundMe. Don't. You know, we can't support the enemy, so do not use GoFundMe. Don't donate your money to GoFundMe. Let it dry up and have people go over to givesendgo.com. That's the Christian website for fundraising. It's totally free. givesendgo.com. We've got to support the cause of freedom. And that's one way you can do it, where you spend your money. Money talks, right, Pastor?
Okay, yeah, and here's how it talks, okay? You're seeing one of the very, very worst out there, CNN. They're going broke. They've lost 80% of their listeners. They're going down. You're seeing people going. Now, you've seen little Marky there from, Facebook. He's going down. They're losing Zuckerberg. They have lost a tremendous amount of money because ever since he admitted that he came out and admitted that he took part in the election fraud, flipping the election. So now he's going down. Now, here you can see GoFundMe. Forget GoFundMe. The word is out to GoFundMe now. I'm looking to see them, you know, go down the same tubes, and give, send, and go. Give, send, and go is what we will promote. We have to stay together. Our freedom, it's about our freedom. The government, the Democratic Communist Party, is completely corrupt. It is completely corrupt. There's nothing about them that is not. Biden is in there. He's a dictator, just like Trudeau. That so-called Department of Justice, Department of Judas, is corrupt. It's run by dirty cops, and they're anti-God, anti-America. Here, right now, let me just read you this article, Joe. Here.
Yeah, well, before, do something else. Remember, GoFundMe supported that Antifa occupied Chaz, remember, when they had the Chaz, the CHOP? And even though they're in the illegal Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, there were people that were murdered there, and they still allowed everybody to donate to Antifa on GoFundMe. So they allowed BLM, Antifa, to raise funds when people were murdered, but they don't want to, they get upset when people are honking horns, when the truck drivers honk horns and make noise.
Right. And you got to remember, too, ever since Coca-Cola come out, I won't, if I can find and not buy any Coke problems, I will not buy their products. I know they make more than just Coke because not just coming out and saying that white people need to be less white, but they know what's happening in China, and they're willing to go to China, even though what China is doing, how their human rights policy, how they're doing, and it's all about money. So I won't buy any Coke products because I'm better than that. I'm better than to do that. You've got to have some honor and some integrity. See, these people, they care about money. They care about the bottom line. And once you stand up, and once America wakes up to getting their honor back and their integrity. Folks, we can bring America back to one nation under God. Listen, many of you out there listening to me remember the way it was in this country. Even back in the 50s, people said, well, we don't want to return to that, leave it to Beaver or Father Knows Best. Hey, let me tell you something. America was a much better place, a much cleaner place. So much better, so much cleaner, so much safer back in those days than it is now.
People didn't lock their homes. When I was a kid, we could run around neighborhoods till, you know, dark or even after dark on a warm summer evening. and things didn't, there wasn't any crime, kids weren't picked up, the children weren't raped. I just remember it was a wonderful, wonderful time to be a child.
And back in those days, Joe, they put the criminals in jail, right?
Right.
Those that were committing, like burn, loot, and murder, those people went to prison for killing people and burning and looting. Today, yeah. They're held up there by NBC, ABC, CBS, all the fake news media out there. So we have to fight back. If there's any decency, you'll fight back. The Bible says what? You've got to resist this unto blood, unto death. We have to fight back, and we have to do it for God's sake, for our children's sake, God and country.
Oh. And, amen. And you said Coca-Cola. I just remembered something. They were the ones criticizing the Georgia election law, remember?
Oh, yeah.
They have an ID to vote. But guess what? In China, you have to have a photo ID to get in. You also have to use their... Everything's totally controlled. Oh, that's fine. You have to have an ID. You have to use their phone. You have to use their apps. You have to do everything their way. They're putting people in quarantine. In fact, one of the headlines was it was like being in prison. Some of the Olympic track people were crying in tears. And there were several things I saw where it was just horrendous what's going on there. And yet Coca-Cola is supporting that, but we can't have a photo ID to vote in the states here in America. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that tells you where their loyalty is to the money, the heck with America. It's the almighty dollar and everything else be damned for Coca-Cola.
Well, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, they're pulling their so-called reporters out of there because it's too dangerous for them, they said. But do you think that they will warn, or do you think that they would stand up for our so-called athletes that's going over there? No.
Yep. No. In fact, none of them were reporting some of the stuff about China and what's going on with the quarantine. And they say the food's horrible, there's no room. I don't know. I just remember a bunch of things. They were just screaming how terrible it was. So I haven't followed the Olympics. That's one thing I didn't follow much of because we should have never had it in China in the first place.
Right. Here you go. Exclusive. Pentagon responds to Department of Defense. Whistleblowers claim of spiking disease rates in the military after COVID vaccine. Listen, Joe, three United States military doctors have blown the whistle on documents from the United States Department of Defense that they had access to, which showed, Joe, skyrocketing rates of disease since the introduction and the mandating of the CCP virus vaccines in armed forces, human rights attorney Leah Dundas told the Epic Times. In other words, what Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, and here you've got Austin and Milley, They're doing the job for the enemy, for Red Chinese. They're killing off our military. They're killing off, and the military, those guys, you guys that are listening to us out there in the military, don't take the shot. You're much better to be. Now, they're discharging them. Look, the best and the brightest know. The smartest ones, Joe, know better than to take the shot. The smartest ones know better than to take it. They'll get out and stay alive. Don't fall. I guess you've got what? 4,000 Marines refuse to take it?
Well, there
was 4,000
new Marines that but what's worse, there is something out there about how the military they're not allowing the especially the Marine Corps, they're not allowing religious exemptions. Out of the thousands that have been applied for, they've given three exemptions. And every one of the three that they've been given an exemption are people who within the next 60 to 90 days are getting out of the service anyway. So basically, there has not been a single religious or medical, exemption for the vaccine and the United States Marine Corps. They are holding fast to what the El Presidente says, and there are, you know, Biden has spoken there will be no Marines that, you know, disobey his orders. Think about that. Only three have been given exemptions, and all of them are leaving the service, I think two of them in 30 days and the other in 90.
Okay. Dundas was recently approached by Dr. Samuel Sigloff, Special Forces Flight Surgeon, and Lieutenant Colonel Peter Chambers, an Aerospace Occupational Medicine Specialist, Lieutenant Colonel Theresa Long. They handed documents to Dundas, who appeared recently with Attorney Tom Renz in a five-hour hearing organized by Senator Ron Johnson. This is the one that NBC, ABC, CBS did not want you people to see. They did not want you to know anything about this, okay?
Right.
Okay.
News blackout, folks.
And here, Renz shared some of the numbers related to the medical disorders in the U.S. military data with the Epoch Times. See, it's out. You know, they can't keep it. They cannot keep it down. We brought it out. It's out now. The whistleblowers are also represented by Renz, who gave him data under penalty of perjury and said during the hearing, Renz intends to submit information to the courts, he told Johnson. The DOD responded that the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, date from 2016 to 2020, that the whistleblowers brought up was erroneous and incomplete and is currently under review. That's what the DOD responded. That's a lie, and they know it, and they know they got caught at the, we wanted to call it, well, it's the Department of Dirt, nowadays. Responded, okay, so there you go, folks. They got caught. They're dirty, and we need to have a president again. We need to get things were so much better with Trump. And, folks, we have to fight like our brothers north of us in Canada. We've got to get freedom. We want freedom back. And so, anyhow, there you go.
And we want it now. It's just the phrase, when do we want it? We want it now, folks. If we don't save it now,
okay,
we'll be left to save it.
You know, when we go through this, Joe, we're going to be taking a look at one of the reasons why people blame the Jews for everything. And it's because we're going to take a look at who the Bible says are the seeds of Abraham, but not the sons, who Jesus said they're not. They'll say they are Jews, but are not. They're the synagogue of Satan. Now, these are people that you see today, I mean, that are out there, like Zuckerberg, like Chucky Schumer. You know, Chucky Schumer was talking about, oh, he's concerned about dark money. Chucky knows a lot about dark money. He knows a whole lot about dark money. Chucky Schumer does, folks. And so
Democrats, their dark money, what is it? I've read anywhere from 6 to 10 times, 10 to 1, 6 to 1, 10 to 1 over anything we've even thought of doing.
Oh, yeah.
On the Republican side.
Okay. Concealing $1.5 million payoff. Trump impeachment manager in trouble. You're talking about one of those synagogue of Satan is a guy named Jamie Raskin from Maryland. Jamie Raskin. He's a deathocrat, and he's that one. You saw him. I'm going to tell you. You talk about a liar.
He was the House impeachment manager over against Trump. Remember?
I certainly remember. I listened to him and I watched him tell one lie after another lie, after were blatant lies, and he knew that they were blatant. He knew as he was telling those lies, and it was like seeing, see me. Remember what Scripture says back in Isaiah 32, that in the days that we're living in prior to the Lord's return, the vile person would be called a liberal. The vile person would be, and he lied, and he lied, and he lied, and he lied, Joe. Here, a federal ethics complaint was filed on Monday against, well, that's today, a Democratic member of Congress for concealing his wife's $1.5 million payoff from Colorado. And it hits her, too, as she is Joe Biden's nominee to the Federal Reserve. It figures
another crook to be one of the bureaucrats that controls our money. Right. That's what we need. Communists and crooks in charge of your money.
Yep. Fox Business, a reported American Accountability Foundation watchdog organization, filed the complaint against Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Maryland, a House impeachment manager against former President Donald Trump over money paid to his wife, Sarah Bloom Raskin. And so, again, it's just unbelievable. These people have no honor at all, no shame. Just it's just unreal. By the way, did you know, Joe, that according to medical data, and in fact, this is what Dundas told the Epic Times, that in January 2021, one of the things that he was saying, female infertility cases were up by 2,200 cases a year, and 2,300 cases for the first 10 months of 2021. And after the vaccine, okay, so after the vaccine, they went from 2,300 to 10,713 female now, listen to this. Cancer in the U.S. military. Cancer in the U.S. military. 25 to 26 cases was a bad year. Now that has jumped to 200 plus cases a year. In January, myocarditis, there was 176 cases. But now, Joe, it's But now it's down to 70 cases. That's unusual. Bad stuff going on. Bell's palsy, 400 cases a year on average. In the first 10 months of 2021, it went from 400 to 1,300 cases, Joe. And then HIV cases, 400 cases on average per year. It's now 2,400, Joe. HIV cases went from, this is all due to the vaccine, Joe, 2,400, and that was just in the first 10 months of 2021. But listen to this. According to the whistleblower documents, miscarriages in the military were at 1,400 a year in the first three quarters of 2020, and that increased to 4,000, Joe, from 1,400 to 4,000 in the first 10 months. And boy, they don't want you to know that, NBC, ABC, CBS.
And I bet those figures are low because everything else that we've managed to come up with have been low ball figures. It's just the way it happens.
Okay, we're going to, today I spoke for Joe Clark's memorial service. Well, his funeral, actually, because he's being buried this week. But I went there. They asked to give him a eulogy, and I went and I gave him a eulogy. And I'm going to play a song in a moment. It's the one that Hay and I did together a while back. But I talked to the funeral home director, and he said, I've never seen anything like this. He said, I've never seen anything like this here. People are dying. He said, we are so busy. And that's what's all around the country. People are dying because they're being killed off. They're being killed off, folks. And we've been trying to tell you and trying to tell you and trying to warn you. Go ahead, Andy. Play the song.
Chapter 3. The second epistle, beloved. I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
In November 2008. Satan's elected chief of state. Has America sealed her fate? Or is there time?
In the year 2009, God's been rejected. That's not a good sign. God's judgment is close at hand. Something liberals can't understand.
People looking for Christ's return. Some will live, some will burn. People looking at the sky, wondering when, how and why.
People thought they were educated, but they were only indoctrinated. Cultural Marxist was taught public school. Communist made a fool of you.
On the hope of evolution, it's the source of mind pollution. These false teachings learned in public school have made a fool of you.
Remember reading, don't go when God's coming and he'll be judging sin. Remember hearing the old preacher say, get down on your knees and pray.
Little children used in making porn, voter fraud thanks to Acorn. A crime law to take away free speech. Word of God can't be preached. Whoa.
In the year 2009, those golden parents are working just fine. Obama wants to spread your wealth around while your freedoms are losing ground. Whoa.
Killing, sodomizing, yes, they're liable. Read about the liberal left in the Bible. Something that they never knew. God's word is oh so true.
Lost sinners still have hope at the end of their rope. Now hear me say, repent now and pray.
In the year 2009, sodomized having sex with wine. But it's not a crime, it's liberal slime.
Turn to God, I do tell. If you're true, you'll avoid hell. This could be your last chance.
Jude, verse 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains, under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
All righty, we're back. Joe, a 19-year U.S. airman files. Well, let me just say that. That was Joe Clark. And we made that back around 2000. In 2010, we made that. Remember where Obama came in and you had all the golden parachutes? Everybody was jumping ship, Hillary and her crew. All those people were these big bankers. When people were taking their loss, the stockholders and that were taking losses, but they got off with their golden parachutes. They got out and they were taking. Well, anyhow, that was Joe Clark and I who made that song together. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, it really hit some nerves back in those days. And the thing of it was so bad. Well, it was so bad that at one point, remember, we reported live, these people had degenerated. They had degenerated to the point, Joe, there in D.C. when they were for Obama's inauguration, the sodomites, the Democrats had rented a hotel and they were bringing in gurneys. They were going to have, the sodomites were going to have sex with swine, with female hogs.
Yep,
with female hogs.
At the hotel.
Yeah, do you remember that?
We reported on that. We double, triple checked it because when we first heard it, it was like, you got to be kidding. This was a setup. We thought, you know, it's a trap. And we looked into it, and no, that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah, because then others picked up and reported, even some of your newspapers actually did. But, of course, you wouldn't see it in the main, the mainstream, what they call, oh, boy, they're just so corrupt. But anyhow, we reported that is how far they degenerated. Well, remember what happened. When we put the word out, that hotel got the word, when people were calling, and people that were going to stay there, you know, they were telling them, we'll never stay here again, not ever. So they canceled it. They made it, and the sodomites were furious with us, weren't they?
Extremely unhappy, yes, which I was grateful for.
Okay, here's some...
I like being judged by the enemies I make.
Yep. 19-year U.S. Airman files EO case against Air Force officials after facing discharge and loss of retirement for saying no to Biden's unconstitutional poisonous poke, his bioweapon. An airman who worked for 19 years filed an EO complaint against the Air Force commander and Surgeon General after his religious vaccine exemption was denied. I hope he sues. I hope he can sue and really get him for everything. According to the complaint, both General Anthony Cotton, commander of the Air Force Global Strike Command, and Lieutenant General Robert Miller, Surgeon General, have violated federal law, the Department of Defense policy, Air Force policy. Fellas, you know, I would love to be locked in a room with these two guys. I really would, these two. And I would preach to them about what God's Word, the Bible, has to say about honor and integrity. Integrity. That there is none left. I mean, just Joe, remember when we were in the military, we could look you in the eye. We weren't ashamed. We didn't do things like this, did we?
Well, I've got a story about a Marine officer, I don't know his rank, trying to keep his name out of the news. He's a 17-year veteran, combat veteran, and he's tried to get an exemption. And he said this, at this point, because this mandate and betrayal that we're facing, I'm not just going to walk away with nothing that I've earned, but I'm likely walking away as a criminal and facing serious consequences both within the military justice system as well as civil penalties and things like that. And he's close to receiving his full retirement, 20 years. He said, you know, I'm not necessarily even anti-vaccine, but I'm anti-mandate, and I'm fighting this on my religious grounds. And he talked about even going to the chaplain. The chaplain just said, hey, you know, do it. You know, didn't even want to listen to him. And he's talking about not only is he going to lose his pension and other benefits and his retirement, that would be his GI Bill, everything, but he could be facing a court-martial.
Well, you know, just like Lieutenant Gordon Klingensmith, not lieutenant, a major, he lost his retirement, but he kept his integrity and he kept his honor. When Obama Nation, a man of great, great, great sin, said you cannot pray in Jesus' name in uniform, he put his uniform on, went right to the White House, and he denied Obama, not God. He obeyed God and not Obama Nation, a man of great, great sin.
But you think about it, like this officer, I have no retirement in place. The GI benefits that I've earned and hope to pass on to my child will not be available either. More importantly, though, the choice is if I do not comply and if I separate, I will be separated either by a board of inquiry or a court martial. You know, and he said, well, if I admit that I'm breaking the law, I'll get a lighter penalty, or I could choose to not comply and will go to a court-martial, which is a federal criminal court. And he said, if I'm convicted, I will be a federally convicted felon just for standing on my religious rights.
Did the United States of America not sign on?
He's sick.
Did the United States of America not sign into partnership with the Nuremberg Code?
We did.
We adopted. Now, that Nuremberg Code makes it a federal crime to force anyone to take any kind of an experimental or...
Right.
Okay, and that is it. That's force. It makes it a crime, a federal crime. So it's Joe Biden. It's the complete and totally corrupt Democratic Communist Party. And it's Mr. Austin and Milley who are a disgrace. They are a disgrace to the uniform, a total disgrace to that uniform.
They are not stepping up to protect the soldiers. They are not standing up, you know, in any way for the Constitution, for the law. I just think about this, you know, forcing a combat officer just a couple of years short of retirement, forcing him to either admit that he's guilty or going to a court-martial and being declared a federal felon. Folks, this is not the United States of America, the government, the country I served, that you served under Pastorini. This is a communist regime, and they do not care about freedom, individual liberty, and these people must be stopped. Must be stopped.
We got to take our country back. We do it starting with our local. I know here we've got people signing up left and right. They want to run for school boards. They want to take our country back. They want to run for, they want to get rid of the rhinos out there. Boy, we have some rhinos here in Ohio.
Bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that Bloom Raskin that we were talking about just a few minutes ago, you know, wants to be on the Federal Reserve. She's claimed that banks have to evaluate every decision to work with energy companies, try not to, you know, give them any banking. She's insisted that the Federal Reserve should be campaigning for sustainable investments, and she has threatened that those businesses that do not comply, she's threatening them with penalties. This is a crook who wants to force our banking system to give money only to people that she finds politically correct, and federal penalties for people who don't go along with what she demands.
I hear you.
Yep.
There is some good news, though. Ireland scraps all COVID restrictions while Joe Biden and the Democrats in the U.S. keep pushing their tyranny. So the Republic of Ireland will scrap all COVID restrictions beginning Saturday. That's this Saturday, I guess. And, yeah, it is. So wait a minute. No, that was last Saturday. That was last Saturday, Joe. Mm-hmm. And here... So there you go. The Republic of Ireland will scrap all of it. Meanwhile, the United States and Joe Biden and the Democrats are pushing for more COVID tyranny. Let me go on here. A COVID green pass will no longer be needed to enter pubs, restaurants, or any kind of indoor event or venues. All distancing requirements will be dropped. And so, there you go. Now, Ireland's just one of many others that have said, you know, enough is enough. The jig is up, which we've told you the whole thing, this whole scamdemic to begin with. It was just, this was a scam from the very beginning, and we told you that 2 years ago. We told you, folks, don't you see how what they're doing to you? They're scamming you. Anyhow, Joe, you got 4 minutes. Tell the folks how they can get to heaven and avoid hell. Oh, before you do that, I want to say, folks, Tomorrow, Tuesday, here around the country, but especially right here in Cleveland at 12,000 Shaker Boulevard, Blood Alley. There used to be 5 abortion mills. There's one left, but it's the biggest one in Ohio. We ran them out. Doers of the Word, folks, doers of the Word, pro-life activists from our church and others will be out there tomorrow morning. And the more people we get out, the more babies we save. It's that simple. 12,000 Shaker Boulevard, 12,000 Shaker Boulevard. You park your car in the eastbound lane. That's 12,000 Shaker Boulevard. 8:30 tomorrow. 8:30 tomorrow. those real true first responders, real heroes of the faith, those that stand out 52 years, weeks a year and save babies will be there. Come out and stand with them. 8:30, 12,000 Shaker Boulevard. Go ahead, Joe.
There's only one real important decision in your life. And you go, what do you mean only one, Pastor Joe? You know, my marriage, my career, all this, how I invest my money, will I have enough for retirement? Those things are temporary. The decision is, where will you spend eternity? And the Lord, clear back in the Old Testament, made it very clear. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Choose life. Life what? Everlasting life. God so loved the world that what? He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We call that the salvation message. And what it means, and the Lord himself said, repent. The first word he said in his ministry, repent. In the book of Acts, in chapter 3, it says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The time will come when you have to stand before God. And whether you're there to receive rewards or judgment depends on your relationship with him. And to have a relationship with the Lord, you have to become a born-again believer. And to do that, it's pretty simple, folks. You have to call upon the Father. You have to ask him to forgive you of your sins, the sins that put Jesus on that cross, because he died, he took your place, he took my place, Pastor Ernie's place. He died in our stead so that our sins could be covered by his blood and that God could forgive those sins, that they'd be washed away by the blood of the Lamb. So you pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness, ask that Jesus send you the Holy Spirit is your down payment, that you want Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, that you want to give yourself to him. And when you do this, you will become a new creature, a new creation. You will become a child of the kingdom, a born-again believer. You will become, literally, a son or daughter of the living God, and you will be a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You will, that Holy Spirit indwelling is your down payment on everlasting life in heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, or Christ in him, he is a new creature, old things are passed away.
You're right, Joe, he has.
Old things are new.
That's right, but we are out of time for tonight, so until tomorrow, good night. God bless.
God bless.
Always, always keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.